This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. Hog farmers are helping to drive demand for U.S. soybeans. We'll have more right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
The Soy Checkoff is driving domestic demand for U.S. soybeans by creating and developing domestic demand opportunities. There are three main focuses that the United Soybean Board is acting on to achieve this goal and support American soybean producers. United Soybean Board Director Rob Ewalt, who is also an Iowa soybean farmer and hog producer, said there are significant health benefits when incorporating soybean meal into livestock feed for certain animals.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those hog producers. So we custom finished some hogs for an operation in eastern Iowa. And I tell you, I was fortunate enough to get a sit in on a group of animal nutritionists, and they were talking about the benefits of soybean meal. And you know, over the years, we've kind of moved away from soybean meal and went to some more synthetics and amino acids and stuff like that. And what we're finding is that there are real health benefits to coming back to adding a higher inclusion rate of soybean meal. And for a guy that goes in and chores barns every day and has to deal with health challenges, as most hog farmers do at this time, I'm pushing for anything that will improve the herd health of our hogs. Because as a caretaker, you can only take so much when you go into these barns and you're dealing with sick animals. And if we can change a thing in the diet and use more soybean meal and improve the health of a pig, I mean, everybody's going to win in this deal.
Ewalt said that using soybean meal drives demand for soybean producers, and then the benefits of that meal increase the value of the product from hog producers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.